Cyberbullying is the use of electronic devices to harass, threaten, embarrass, or target another person. According to a recent study, more than half of all 14 to 24-year-olds have experienced bullying online. The National Child Traumatic Stress Network says school dropout rates and absences among victims of bullying are much higher than among other students. Kathy Jordan, Program Specialist for Safe and Drug-Free Schools in the Winston-Salem Forsyth County District, says it also decreases classroom quality. She says the impacts of cyberbullying can be devastating.
It can get out of hand so quickly. I mean, cyberbullying can occur anytime, any place, anywhere, 24/7. It can be relentless and brutal for students who are experiencing it.
Jordan says younger students often report cyberbullying incidents more often than high school students. She says that's because high school students may be too embarrassed to tell anyone or afraid their parents will take away their online communication access. She says despite the growing number of incidents, researchers say the perception of cyberbullying may be larger than the reality.
What we have asked in our district is, have you ever been cyberbullied? And it's less than 12% of students who are reporting in 5th, 8th, and 12th grades. When you ask if you've ever been cyberbullied within the current academic year, it's even less than that. It's less than 7%.
Each year, school districts across North Carolina are required to report several violent and nonviolent crimes to the Department of Public Instruction, but they are not required to report cyberbullying incidents. Facebook and texting are the norm for students at Reagan High School in Pofftown. Director of Student Services Joel Cordray says he's seeing a new trend evolving from the online craze.
Students are coming to us and saying, you know what, I'm concerned about my friend. They posted this, and it might not be a bullying issue, but it may be an issue of my friend may be depressed. My friend may need some help. It's a trend that I think is positive in the sense that students are proactively communicating with the adults, and I think that message is getting out to students to say, help your friends out.
The nature of cyberbullying makes it difficult for school officials, parents, and students to deal with, especially since most of the incidents happen outside of school grounds. In 2009, the North Carolina legislature passed a law making cyberbullying a criminal offense punishable as a misdemeanor. If a victim commits suicide, authorities say the bully can also be charged with related offenses because of what they did to cause the person to commit suicide. Winston-Salem Police Chief Scott Cunningham.
If a family finds out that there's something going on with it, call us. Because we have the capability to go into the internet service providers. We have different ways to track where messages come from and everything else. We've got very specialized equipment and a couple very well-trained detectives that focus on computer crime. And we can intervene. You know, we've got the school resource officers. If a kid's at school and being bullied, contact their SRO right away and put a stop to it.
SROs, or student resource officers, are stationed in schools throughout the state. However, students are not the only targets of cyberbullying. President of the Classroom Teachers Association of North Carolina, Judy Kidd, says teachers are also victims.
We had some students who would get other students' email addresses and passwords, and they were posing as other students, emailing teachers and making sexual innuendos, and some students who were posting things on Facebook that were not true, making allegations, and they were following the allegations in order to get something they wanted.
Kidd says the organization lobbied lawmakers for a statute to protect teachers. Earlier this year, North Carolina became the first state to make it illegal for students to intimidate or torment teachers online or build fake profiles or websites to damage their reputations.
Once charges are lodged, they don't ever seem to go away. And when parents and students know that there is a penalty for making false allegations and for that type of behavior, just maybe it will be a deterrent.
Many school and law enforcement officials agree that the best defense against cyberbullying is education and awareness. Communication between parents and their children is also essential. October is National Anti-Bullying Month. Several Triad schools are planning events to discuss the issue. And for Forsyth County, a community walk and forum will be held Saturday, October 13th at the Lawrence Joel Veterans Memorial Arena. Cyberbullying is also among the topics panelists will address Thursday evening at a community forum hosted by WFDD and Forsyth Education Partners. For more information on these events, visit our website, wfdd.org. Carrie Brown, WFDD News, Winston-Salem.